It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
Are you having a bad hair day? Are you feeling insecure about the way you look? Well, we've all been there, but maybe it really isn't your hair. Maybe it's all the negativity. David, what do you think?
I agree with you totally, because sometimes, you know, you get going in the morning, you start getting frustrated, your hair isn't going well, you're mad at every little thing that happens, the dog or whatever you're upset at, and you start thinking all the things that are going wrong, but really, you got to take a look at what's causing it. And that's why I'm excited. Our next guest is a friend of mine. She's a friend because she's one of the most positive people I know. She's one of the founders of Wise Sots. They have a great website. Go to WiseSots, SOTTS.com, and join. Joining us is a friend of the show, Diana Serber. Diana, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you, David. Glad to be here.
Well, Lisa and I are both so anxious to hear. We both have negative influences in our life, and we want to talk about the ways that we can reduce stress, you know, and getting rid of some of that stress, we can feel more confident or more beautiful. And so, you know, let's face it, we all have all kinds of emotional clutter that kind of ruins the start of our day or our day as a whole. How do you identify some of those things?
Well, I love your example of a bad hair day because it's so typical. Once things start off negative and they seem to go downhill from there, and sometimes that just comes from within ourselves. So one way you can turn it around is when someone compliments you on your hair that day, because it's true, they inevitably will. On your bad hair day, someone will tell you your hair looks great. And
yep.
You know, it's just so ironic when you feel so bad about it. But so just accept that and take it in and use that to turn your own mood around.
But we've got a lot of emotional clutter. And as you said, you know, my day today specifically, I started off, I had a problem with my dog. I don't have to go into detail, but she made a small mess and I'm racing out the door and I'm in a hurry. So next thing you know, I'm stuck for 10 minutes cleaning and I'm angry and I'm saying things I shouldn't say. And then I realize I'm not mad at the dog. I'm not mad at, you know, anything else, except I've got a dentist appointment later today. And the stress of that, I'm taking out on anything where normally on most days I would have said, oh, well, she had a mistake and, you know, whatever. But, you know, there other things that create our stresses in our life. And I know the media is one of the causes, and a lot of people, well, there's a lot of negative influences in our lives. So let's talk about some of them, like the news. You know, one of the things I tell people to stay positive, they always ask, how are you always smiling? And I said, I don't watch the news.
Well,
and I know
I
that sounds
absolutely
funny. But,
mm-hmm. agree with that, David. And I one time I counted all the news stories on the evening news, and, you know, between all the murders, robberies, everything. You don't want to hear that, so just turn it off. But you can't just create a vacuum by turning it off. So the best way to overcome that is replace it with some positive media sources. Like, I love what you do with your show here. It's very uplifting and positive and entertaining and knowledgeable, and we try to do that at WiseSots.com too.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's how we've become friends and such close friends, is because you and the rest of your group are always so positive, and you're always posting positive messages. Actually, that's going to bring me to Facebook, because on Facebook, like the media, you can watch and you see, I have people that I know just post negative. Unless they're having a bad day, they don't post anything, and they want everybody to feel sorry
people.
For them.
Why do you even pay attention to them?
Okay. When we're done with the show, that is exactly what I'm going to do. So look out if you're listening and you're one of those that have bad comments all the time. I'm going to delete you or block you. And you're right, because the negative, you can't help but get sucked into it and start feeling negative. And I like having positive people around me. That's how I'm able to go on so much. I feel so much stronger. I feel like I can take on the world. You know, people talk about problems. Oh, this went wrong or that went wrong. Well, no, it's not really a problem. Problems are when someone's got an illness that can't be cured, or, you know, something major happens to somebody in their family. But, you know, my dog making a mess, how is that a problem? That's an inconvenience, but it's not a problem.
It's only a problem because you labeled it a problem. And everyday stresses, like getting cut off on the freeway, or like you said, being late for an appointment. I mean, sometimes things happen, and we don't have a choice about the things that happen. We just choose how we can feel about it or think about it. And if you just choose to say, okay, that happened, I'm going to accept it, move on, and not let it take you down into that negative energy space, then, you know, those bumps tend to smooth out.
Well, I follow your advice. I'm positive. On the highway, I don't get cut off and get frustrated. I cut them off. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, You know what? I'm just happy they didn't hit me, you know?
Actually, that's how I look at it, because you can slow down. Instead of getting annoyed, you can slow down and realize, because people do have accidents all the time, and at least it wasn't me, you know, and you see accidents. And so I do. I try and avoid the news, like you said, because at the end of it, you feel depressed because of not all the murders or whatever else. You're not only scared, you're feeling sorry for people. Facebook, you're right. I need to go remove some of the people that constantly post negative things. And I'll go so far as even people at the office that gossip. We all have offices where there's people gossiping about so-and-so, and they did this, that, or the other. And, you know, I've learned to kind of remove myself from it by saying, you know what, I think they're an awesome person. I'm not here to judge, and I move on. I try to remove those people from my life.
That's right. It's okay to set boundaries and say you have to get a project out, or you have a meeting or a phone call. Or even, like you said, say something positive about that person if somebody's saying negative. We call that dropping a P-bomb, a positive bomb.
I got worried. I thought of my dog again.
But it's true. I mean, that way you counteract the negative things that somebody's saying. And like you said, sometimes you even have to just remove yourself from that situation. Sometimes that is the best way.
What other things can you suggest? Like, I loved when you were saying, like, with the news, replace that negative vacuum, if you will, that 30 minutes, and replace it with something positive. You know, you do it all the time with your Facebook posts. They're always positive to me. I mean, I got to face it. To start your morning with something positive just changes my whole day. So I really look forward to some of your posts.
Well, the key, I think, is you can't just turn it off, because nature abhors a vacuum. So you have to replace the negative with something positive. I just posted a blog about that this morning. And so seek out those positive sources, and just know that it's okay to unplug for a little bit. I mean, in this world, we're inundated 24/7, and we feel like we have to keep up with the news to stay informed, but that's not true. And people didn't always have to do that and hear about all the bad things that happened everywhere in the world. You know, it was more focused, and sometimes you can just, like, downsize your media, so to speak, and just pay attention to what's really important right now in your life.
I'll tell you what started my morning. I came in and watched a video that totally cheered me up, and it goes with exactly what we're saying. You know where I'm heading with this is, you are the company you keep. If you surround yourself with positive people, they have an influence. You feel more confident. You feel like you can take on more, and you feel beautiful. You have a beautiful day, a beautiful about yourself. And the video was from the Wise Sots, and it was all about a potluck dinner and the group that Susan has put together of all kinds of like-minded people, all positive people, and everybody who laughs all the time, and that they do a potluck get together every 4 or 6 weeks, and everybody brings something, so there's never a burden on anybody. Everybody brings something and shares, and everybody tells stories and laughs the night away. And it's such a fun thing and such a positive thing. I mean, the key is going to surround yourself with like-minded people. What do you think, Lisa?
Well, Diana and David, I totally agree. Diana, I'm curious, what does the STOTS on Why STOTS stand for?
Oh, Wise Sisters of the Secret Secret. SOTS is actually an acronym, and it started just as a fun thing that we did for each other, to help each other stay positive, and kind of our own little positive club, our secret little club. But we found that it was so important and worked so well for us that we thought other people could benefit from it too, and so that's when the website was born, and we started doing the fun videos, but we want to make it fun and entertaining and not a burden or preachy like that.
Tell us real quick the name of the website. Spell it out real quick. We're running out of time.
WISESOTSS.com.
Perfect. And the reason I tell everybody to go there, it's definitely a great way to start your morning, because it's always positive. There's always fun videos, positive videos, full of information like today about surrounding yourself with positive people, getting rid of negative influencers, and just getting rid of some of the negative gossip that brings us down. You can feel more confident, feel more beautiful about yourself. Diana, thank you for being with us. It's always a pleasure. I'm true beauty expert David Pollack with the always happy Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. And remember, you are beautiful.